When I got the course, I thought the videos were pretty good at getting the messages across in a clear and concise manner, and they were just about the right length of time to convey the material. The format of learning one thing at a time, helps me to absorb the ideas, When you have too many things at once, it's hard for people to learn, but here you can just learn one idea at a time, and that
Okay.
made it very easy.
All right, cool. So it didn't scare you when you first went into the course. Okay, all right.
No, it was much easier than reading books, that's for sure. Yeah.
You can get a lot more across in a video than you can in just books and still pictures, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, okay. So after using after you completed the course and after using the principles for a few days, tell us what your first impressions were about what you were going through.
Well, I think what you notice right away, I think, is how many details you miss when watching the horses. You see them come out, you might see them warm up, but until you actually take the course, you're not going to realize how many things you're missing. And you start to see them more as individuals. So you'll see that different age of horses will act differently and they'll have peculiar behaviors. But when you look at the patterns and you pick up a few, you'll find yourself on horses that you wouldn't have played otherwise. And that was the big help.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Now, how many races did you record by the time you completed your total evaluation of the course?
I had done 97 races from various tracks and services.
Okay. And tell me about your final results from all of your testing.
Well, even though the sample size was small, I found a good percentage of the horses were either they had won or were in the money. So I had about 39% winners at an average mutual of $10.
Okay, is that pretty good?
Well, it's more than I was handicapping at before I took the course.
Oh, super. Okay, all right. I remember you telling me somewhere along the line about the course helping you with not only picking the winners, but throwing out favorites.
That is correct. I mean, it's not so much about making money. Making money is one way to look at things, but it's also about how much money you save. If you see a horse, let's say, that has 4 seconds in a row, and you say, "Well, I'm going to bet this horse the place," and then you go out, get out there, and you look, and you see the horse has a few physical attributes that are on the negative side, and then you hold back, and you see the horse run last all the way. Now you have a positive feeling. You've saved money. And it makes a difference on the bottom line, the way with takeout is and how heavy the competition is. You save a couple of bets a day or even a couple of big bets a week, you're gonna have a lot of money at the end of the year.
Harry, from a financial standpoint, for the serious or the amateur player, what kind of an impact can this course have on them?
Well, I think if I was to look at it for playing for a whole year. Let's take a basic handicapper, who might make 20 plays a week at, let's say, $100 a play. This typical handicapper might have a hit rate of 35% at an average mutual of $7. So for a year, you might spend $100,000 and expect to get back about $122,000. But by adding physicality with the results that I had in the test period, one could spend the same amount of money, $100,000, but perhaps get back 195,000. That is a big swing with just adding a few small tools to your game.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The last thing you said there was bet 100,000 and get back 190. Is that right?
Yeah, because again, if a person just had to hit, if they just hit a few more, right,
Right.
at the average
Okay.
higher mutual, if over the long haul, it would be that much. I mean, it's not exact, right? Because
Oh
you
no,
make
you're
20
absolutely
plays, right? But
right.
you know how it is.
Right. Well, that's
But
cool.
sometimes when people say, "Well, If I get a $10 win instead of $7, how much of a difference is it? But over the whole call, it is, right?
Right. Okay. But, all right. Cool.
But I don't know.
Okay. Well, that number kind of surprised me, but very pleasantly. Anyway, okay. One last question at you. What have you got any recommendations to the people that are listening to this today about what they should or shouldn't do as far as this course is concerned?
Well, I think, you know, if you're looking for an edge, it's all about edges. And I think even if you are in other horse ventures or even have horses as pets, this is going to be a good course for you. But as a handicapper, with everybody pretty much doing everything the same, adding physicality to your game is going to make a big, big difference. And think about it this way. I've been playing for about 25 years. I can't put a price on how many times I thought a horse was on the fence when studying, but then had to be included based on the physical inspection or left out for the same reason. It's a very psychological game. Most good players fail not because they lack the skill, but because they have to overcome high takeouts and losing streaks that will break them. Imagine the positive benefit of knowing that you can break a tie between two choices by taking the better-looking animal or the boost of saving money when you notice a top choice won't run their best today. The potential is limitless.
Wow. Okay. Well, Gary, listen, I really appreciate you spending this few minutes with us today.